Hello, and a very warm welcome to the Red Velvet Revelry podcast. My name is Marie-Louise, and I'm on a mission to have conversations with women around sexuality, especially the good stuff. I've had a lot of interesting chats over the last couple of years, and today I'm speaking to Stephanie Starla. So please join me for podcast number 9. Red Velvet Revelry. Red Velvet Revelry. Join us and you will see. It's time for Red Velvet Revelry. Stories you never knew. Facts that are coming through. We'll bring them all to you. Sisters, that's what we do. Today's podcast, we have a very special guest, Stephanie Starla. I met Stephanie when she was doing some work around a Women's Empowerment Summit that we were both involved in. I knew that she was doing coaching and work with women around business, and she had some really great courses that I did. Recently, I know her to be a woman who is really embracing her sexuality in lots and lots of different ways and helping other women and men to do the same. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you here. You're doing some really interesting things. And I know from the work that you do that there's a real interest from people in the work that you're doing. Maybe you could tell us a bit about it.
Absolutely. So basically, I'm creating a revolution of sexual liberation for the mind, body and soul. That's it in a nutshell. Helping people really understand and connect with their sexual energy.
Wow.
Because it's something that we've all got, yet we're not aware of it and we're not consciously working with it. So we're creating from a space that is often stuck with fear or shame or limiting beliefs and conditions, when instead we could be empowering it and creating our lives and our businesses and all aspects from a real sense of potent power.
Wow.
So, yes.
I mean, at Red Velvet Revelry, we're really interested in the whole thing about, especially for women, about having permission to talk about sexuality and permission to think about their own selves as sexual human beings and how that affects all parts of their lives. And I'm a huge believer, as you know, that if you can't engage with the sexual part of yourself, then there's part of you that's being ignored or not included in your whole life experience. Is that something that you've discovered that people talk about? How do you find people talking about sexuality? Is it easy? Is it threatening? Are they full of life?
I think in the beginning, they're very closed off to it.
Yeah.
Closed off, and there's actually a lot of shame around speaking about their sexuality and how they enjoy or don't enjoy sex in general. But when we get into the conversation and we start to open it, you literally see people coming alive. You know, when you're talking to somebody and their eyes just light up, and that could be because they're talking about some great sex or talking about the lack of, but they're able just to talk about it freely. Mm-hmm. So once we've got that ability to have these conversations, it's hugely liberating.
Wow. And how do people find you? Is it because one of the things is that when people aren't very happy or very comfortable talking about sexuality, then they don't really know where to go or where to start that conversation. Is that an issue, do you think?
It definitely is. I call it dancing around.
Right.
And being a Scorpio woman, I don't tend to dance around. So they get to have a wee jive and a wee dance around for so long. And then I just go straight to the point and say, we can continue dancing, or we can just get to that point where we just talk about it. Mm-hmm. What's the worst that can happen? You get a bit of a red face or something comes up for you. But if you know that you're held in a space of no judgment and you're free to explore every aspect of your sexuality, then there's nothing to therefore fear.
That's certainly something that I recognise, the dancing around. And when you get into conversation, people are so relieved to be allowed to talk about it. And as you say, be in a place of non-judgment. So they can have conversations that they don't normally have, which I think, you know, a lot of people are crying out for. It's amazing. Is there a reason that you kind of got into this kind of line of work? Because I know that you've done other kinds of work that helps people in the past, coaching and different things. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, it was actually due to self-exploration. So I have done everything from healing modalities to coaching to looking at the ways in which we can create success in our lives. And success for me is living a life you love. It's got nothing to do with how much is in your bank account or what car you're driving. And when I was looking at it for myself, I thought, you know, there's something missing. There's an energy or something that is missing that I'm not utilizing. And that's when I started to recognize that I've always had this sexual energy, this really potent creative energy, and realized that we actually all do. I'm not anything special. We've all got it. But I used to work with it when I was a child in a way that often felt wrong, often felt that it was sexual or sexualized or really kind of juicy or energetic. And being a young girl, you're kind of taught to be nice and sweet and hold all that back and don't have this kind of really powerful energy. But also I often felt that I wasn't safe to use it. Mm-hmm. And through sexual assault and abuse that I learned at a young age in a teenage years, that it wasn't safe. Now, obviously, that was a limited belief. It is safe. It's potent energy. However, that other understanding that the experiences that I had shut that down. Mm-hmm. And the majority of women and men that I speak to have had that shut down at some point. And we're afraid of it. So when I started to uncover that and doing a lot of shadow work and going into those places where you're like, oh, why am I doing all the unacceptable parts of ourselves? I recognized it. And when I started to embrace it myself, my life transformed. Mm. So when I worked with it on my clients and in my coaching, I could see that they too had that fear around working with what was within them. So that was how I got into it and started looking at it and exploring it and started working with my clients in that way.
And you can see it's not a mystery why we either close down that part to ourselves or are scared to look at them, because we've got so many instructions from our parents or from society that are meant to be protective. And some of that works and some of it doesn't work, as we know. But to be able to look at it, you probably, a lot of people could do with a bit of help, because it is so powerful, sexual energy. You know, it is something to do with somebody else who knows the territory, who can help you along the way. Is that how you see your role?
Absolutely. It's that understanding it, identifying it first, because you've often put it in that box of not safe, not too much, it's not acceptable. It's first of all helping people open the box. Mm. It's like, let's open the box in the first place. And like a child, if you were fearful of something, we'd make this big massive thing out of it, this big monster under the bed. It was often a sock or a teddy bear or something like that. And that's the same as what's in this box. We've made it mean something much bigger than what it actually is. So the first step is often taking them to the box and open it in the first place, and then being able to embrace it and utilize it, like work with it and overcoming that fear. Mm-hmm. And that's when we start to see the transformations happening.
And also the work that you do is not therapy. You're not fixing people, are you?
No, absolutely not a therapist. Definitely a coach, which I'm looking at where you are now, where it is that you want to be, and what is the best way to get you there and the most efficient way to get you there. And I know that utilizing sexual energy and embracing it in your life will get you where it is that you want to go much quicker.
Wow.
So helping people to identify and work with it gets them to where they want to go in a speedier fashion and a really fulfilling way as well, to embrace all of who they are.
Wow. That sounds like good work. I'm wondering, because our project is all about helping women to share their happy, life-affirming stories about sexuality, and also providing a space where women who have had different experiences can hear things that they maybe haven't heard before or they didn't know existed, I'm wondering if is there anything in your kind of journey that you could share with us, a little story that might illustrate some of your own experience that has got that positive element in its sexuality?
Absolutely, there's many.
I'm sure.
But one that comes to mind, I separated with my husband at the end of 2020. We've been together for 25 years since I was 15 years of age. So he obviously was the only sexual partner that I had during that time. We'd always had a really good sex life and explorative and things as well. So when that relationship ended, I remember feeling absolute fear of what I would do next, what was going to happen next. Because although that relationship, like sexually, it was compatible and it was working, and the majority of the time it was really great and joyful, I thought, well, I'm different now. I'm not a 15-year-old, 18-year-old, 25-year-old that is looking to explore sexually. And I knew that after the separation, I wanted to explore my sexuality more, and I had the freedom to be able to do that. But the hang-ups, the limiting beliefs were unbelievable. I mean, I am a body positive person, and I'm a what would be classed as a plus size woman. I'm a voluptuous woman. And I remember I'd done a lot of work on my body, and I do love my body, genuinely love it. The stretch marks, I've had 3 children, the stretch marks, the lumps, the bumps, all of it. However, when you've gone through something like a separation, when you think of somebody else coming in and connecting with them, then you don't know how they're going to feel about your body. Are they going to love it? Are they going to explore it? Am I going to be as good in bed as I was with my husband? Are they going to like the things that I did? So all the stuff just bubbled up. And I remember thinking, I'm going to have to be celibate for the rest of my life. I'm never going to be able to have sex again. And I am a very sexual woman. I love sex. I love that connection. And it was complete fear, complete fear. And I remember taking a deep breath and thinking, I'm going to have to do something about this. Like, there's no way I'm going to spend the next 40, 50 years, if I'm lucky enough to have that, not having sex ever again, or just self-pleasuring. I love that connection for me with men. So I made the decision that I was having sex. That was it. It was going to happen. I need to get over myself. And the body issues. And there was somebody that I'd known for a long time. And there was a bit of a connection, but obviously we were both married. Nothing ever happened. He'd separated years before. I was now in that place. And I remember messaging, well, we'd been caught chatting anyway, and just sharing that, listen, I'm in a part of my life where I'm looking to explore sexually. I'd love to connect with you and see how we get on. Now, obviously, we've been chatting and known each other for a long time. It wasn't just a random hookup. And I remember the shame around that. I remember the worry around that, the thinking, is he going to reject me? Is he going to reject my body? It was awful. And then came the part of, how should everything look? Should it be shaved, unshaved? I mean, I was in a group, I was, what do you do? What's the norm now? I can tell you, it's been unshaved for 20 odd years. Very worried about all of these things. And there was a part of me that thought, oh, this is too much. This is too much hassle to even think about. But I continued. It was all very romantic, as you can hear. So the day came, after lots of conversations and chats and things like that, that I knew that there was a very good chance that I was going to have sex. And I remember feeling physically sick. Physically sick, and thought, shaken like a leaf, and thought, why am I doing this? Is it really worth it? So he was in the loop. I had a wee word with myself. I just took a deep breath, and then I messaged my friend with, he's here, sick face. Like, I'm going to be sick. And she's messaged back. She said, listen, you're not the woman you were. You're the woman that you are today. And who it is that you want to be going forward. So step into her. Mm. And I was like, do you know, I want to be a woman who adores her body and has her body adored, regardless of size, shape, taste, smell, you name it, all the stuff that comes up.
Yeah.
And I did. I really embraced that time. I had an amazing weekend. He had an amazing weekend. And it was something for me that was just liberating because I faced that fear. Mm-hmm. And it really wasn't as bad, funny enough, as what I thought. There wasn't any great monsters ready to fling me out of bed and tell me that he never wants to see me again. So it was something that I'm really glad I did.
Yeah.
I didn't move on to a celibate life. But I can understand why the fear around it.
Yeah.
But once you really just embrace yourself, know the fears are there anyway, and just decide, who do I want to be today? Who do I want to be in this moment? Who do I want to be in the future? Or do you want to be somebody that explores their sexuality? And that, to me, was more important than the fear.
Yeah. And you were choosing somebody who you already knew to be a safe, caring person, you know, somebody that you trusted. So it wasn't like you were just, it wasn't some kind of random experience. You had set it up in such a way that it was not going to be harmful. But that thing of being a person who had sex again, and that this is part of who you are, even though you're not in the relationship that you used to be, is a huge thing, I think. I think a lot of women can identify with that sense of, you know, how do you do this coming out of a relationship, or even if you haven't been in a relationship for a long time, or you've never been in a relationship, you know, how do you do that? What is the fear? It can be overwhelming. So I think a lot of women will hear what you're saying and be delighted that you came out the other end, and that
it was delightful. So
yeah, that was brilliant. What a great story. Thank you very much. I mean, what kinds of things are you doing that, if somebody was interested in your work, that where they could kind of interact with you?
There's lots of things. So I've got an online group called the Sacred Passion and Prosperity Circle that we're talking about everything, really. And I've got an online course at the moment, an introduction to sexual energy for success, that just, there's six principles that I've created around really connecting with your sexual energy. And it's something that I think is vitally important. And it's got the six principles in order how to do that. I've also got a bit of a sacred erotica book to get the juices flowing, called The Passion Priestess. So I'm really just creating as much as I can to help more people connect with their sexual energy and liberate themselves sexually.
Yeah.
In all ways, yes, through sex and their sex, like how they are connecting with their sexuality, but also with the energy essence of it as well, like really creative energy. So the more that I can share this message and it can get out to at least one person who feels liberated to talk about their sexuality, their energy with anybody else that feels good to them, the better.
That sounds really good. You know, you have got an energy which comes across, and if I may say, you are a normal person. You know, you're not...
Thank you.
You're a very relatable person. You're not, you know, you're a person who's talking about your sexuality and linking it with success and moving forward in whatever way is relevant to you. And it's not about becoming a particular kind of woman or a kind of, you know, a particular kind of business person. You're helping people explore for themselves and, as you say, get to where they want to go to. So I am delighted that you're out there in the world doing this. And if anybody is listening wants to connect with you, I'll put your details in the notes so they can find you. But thank you so much for coming today and sharing about your work and your own story. It's fascinating to hear and very encouraging for any of us who might be in that position of, you know, finding that their lives are changing. And the thing that I'm really interested in is that idea that in the second half of life, you're integrating yourself, the bits that you maybe left behind in order to be acceptable in other parts of your life. Mm-hmm. And the more we can be allowed to tell our stories and integrate all of who we are, with the help of other women who can tell their stories so that we can see that there's other possibilities for who we could be, I think that's a really good thing. So thank you so much. Thank you, Steph.
Thank you, and all the work that you're doing. It's amazing.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Stephanie. I was recalling that I first met Stephanie at an International Women's Day event. She was the first business coach I'd ever met who spoke about women's cycles as something which affects how we are in our work. I thought it was so helpful and refreshing. I look forward to seeing what Stephanie Starla does next. If you're interested to know what Red Velvet Revelry is doing next, then please visit the website www.redvelvetrevelry.com. There you'll find news about the Red Velvet Supper Club. It's something we started a while ago and it's been great fun. A night out for women with great food, stories about sexuality and some songs as well. Please join us if you can get to Edinburgh. In the course of my work speaking to women about sexuality, I've often had conversations about menopause as well. And it's something which women can find difficult to hear stories from women who've already gone through it and have come out the other end. I decided that I would like to do a storytelling project, collecting some of those stories for women who are coming behind to hear from the women who have gone in front. If you have a story about menopause, I'd love to hear it. I'm interviewing women and chatting to them, and the idea is that these stories will be passed on so that women who are going through the menopause don't have to do it by themselves, that they can hear a range of women's different experiences about how they got on. So please do get in touch if that's something that you'd like to have a chat about. And finally, I'm very excited to announce that I have teamed up with menopause coach Andrew Garton, who is a great resource for women who've been through the menopause and are going through the menopause and are about to go through the menopause. We're going to do a retreat for just four women at a time at the end of April, and I know it's going to be something really special. So again, there are details about that on the website, on the events page. Thank you for listening. The next time I'll be chatting more about my menopause project, so I look forward to speaking about it then. Thank you for joining me on Red Velvet Revelry. Red.